I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Some residents of a Juneau neighborhood in the Mendenhall Valley are rattled after a Juneau police officer shot at a 65-year-old man and struck two trailer homes on Tuesday evening. Police say there was one injury. Someone inside a trailer got a minor cut from broken glass after a bullet went through a bedroom window. State and local authorities are investigating the shooting, which originated with a call about the man threatening to harm himself. Maggie Watson was at home on Tuesday night when she heard several men outside her window yelling a man's name over and over again.
I was just glued to the window.
She says she didn't hear the men identify themselves, though she has some difficulty hearing. She says it sounded like they were trying to convince someone to come outside. She couldn't see who from her window.
And one officer made it to the snow berm.
From her home in Kozloff Acres near the Mendenhall Glacier, she points out a snow berm across a street, a few doors down where investigators later marked a few spots with bright orange paint.
And took out his long gun and pow, 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 pow. And I knew exactly what that sound was. And I remember just, I mean, my jaw dropped. What the f*** just happened?
More police officers showed up, working the scene for hours. She didn't get many answers that night. On Wednesday evening, the Juneau Police Department held a press conference and put out a written account of the incident. Police said they reached the 65-year-old man on the phone before arriving on the scene, and he said he was going to hurt himself, and he had a gun. When they arrived, police said they announced themselves and, quote, started a dialogue with the 65-year-old man. In a written account, they said that during this brief exchange, quote, one or more of the officers believed the subject was pointing a gun at them, end quote, which led to an officer shooting his gun. Police Chief Ed Mercer described what happened just before the officer fired his gun a little differently.
When officers attempted to contact him outside his residence, one of the officers received a threat.
After the shooting, the written account from police said the 65-year-old man, quote, went to the ground. They checked him for injuries and handcuffed him and took him to the hospital for evaluation. Mercer said police recovered a gun, but would not say who it belonged to. Mercer cautioned that the investigation is ongoing and that information was emerging as he spoke. He said recordings from officers' body cameras will be part of the investigation. He said two officers with the Alaska Bureau of Investigations, that's part of the Alaska State Troopers, arrived in Juneau on Wednesday morning to investigate the shooting. Mercer said it's important that an independent party work the case.
We take these things seriously. We want another set of eyes to look at the case and provide input to us and special prosecutions, a conclusion on what is decided based on officers' actions.
Mercer said these investigations can take 3 to 6 months.
We'll try to get through this as fast as we can. We would like to see some closure on this, and at least be able to provide information to the public and continue to be transparent with what happened out here yesterday.
Mercer said the police officer who fired his gun was put on administrative leave. JPD refused to identify the officer by name, but Mercer said they would release it by the end of Thursday. And if you're in a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.